seeing the field like I always have. It's just I was given a lot more opportunities here, and that's what I'm very thankful for. I didn't know if that was going to be the case here, and fortunately it worked out in my favor, and you know, whatever happens, happens.
Knowing what's at stake, just how nice is it to have that feeling to get the extended time tonight and to you clearly got in that groove tonight?
Yeah, no, it definitely was. It was really nice to get in a rhythm there. I feel like I think the first drive I was in there, we moved the ball, got some completions, and I think the momentum of the game was kind of going in their direction. There just wasn't a lot of energy. That's the way it is in the fourth preseason game where the guys kind of aren't motivated to play. They see all the starters on the sideline in their tennis shoes, and it's really hard to not be lethargic to start. So the first quarter, I think, was kind of that way a little bit, and I was excited that we kind of responded and were able to put a touchdown on the board there. And I think I came in the second quarter.
What's your mindset going into tonight? Did you put a lot of pressure on yourself, or knowing, listen, if I don't play well, it could be bad, but if I do, you know, I could really – I mean, do you have a certain mindset you went in tonight?
I don't know. I if you think of it as a golfer a little bit, which I'm a big golfer, and, you know, you think about a four-round tournament, and this is the fourth preseason game, and you kind of want to finish on a strong note, just much like a PGA Tour golfer wants to finish on Sunday the right way with a low score. And I feel like for the most part I was pretty consistent through those four games, and that's what I am happy about. And you know, if I was golfing today, I feel like I had shot a good round, and much like the other guys around me did. So if that answers your question, I don't know. But
you don't want to be golfing tomorrow?
No, I want to be at Mr. Lurie's barbecue with my girlfriend and Nick and his girlfriend and all the other teammates here. So we'll see what happens.
Do you feel like whatever, I think I asked you this last week in Cleveland, that you've shown enough that people know now that you can play in this league, where last year maybe they didn't know that? I'm talking about other teams.
I think last year in Oakland, what hurt me a lot was the lockout. I didn't show up to training camp until August 3rd, and I think our first preseason game was August 10th, and I played the entire second half of that game. I think I threw a touchdown pass, but it wasn't a very good game. And all four of those games was kind of Jason Campbell, Kyle Bowler, and kind of wasn't as much opportunities as I've had here. And I was here all of the offseason, signed in January, and was able to kind of get in a groove here, get in a rhythm, be familiar with the guys around me, form relationships. And I think that's kind of the big difference between the two situations I had.
Trent, what would it mean for you? I mean, I know coming in, especially with OTAs and camp, it was tough to get a lot of reps out there, and especially in practice the past few weeks. It's tough to kind of fight against the odds. What would it mean for you to make the final?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, I've been asked, you know, if you don't make it here, do you want to be somewhere else? You put plays on tape, but it's not really. I want to be here. This is the team I want to play for. I've been in this guy's shoes. I've been in that guy's shoes before, and I feel like I can help these guys out. And just getting the chances to play and perform, I feel a lot more reinvigorated with the place I'm at with football and playing this position. And the great thing about it was the coaches here. I feel like Coach Peterson, Coach Morningwood, Coach Reed are all great offensive minds that are all saying the same thing to me. And as a quarterback, I haven't had that a lot since I've been in the league here. So that's refreshing to know that we have coaches in this locker room, players in this locker room that want to win and are all on the same page.
Is this the best preseason you've had?
Yes, it is. In terms of being in rhythm with receivers, putting balls where they need to be, I mean, I can name a few throws off the top of my head that I missed tonight that I'm going to lose sleep over tonight. But for the most part, through the four preseason games, with the chances that I had, I feel like I've put together a pretty good preseason.
Do you feel like you've done everything you possibly could to stake a claim, a spot on this team?
This gentleman over here, one of you guys asked me that earlier, and I mean, I don't really like to look at it that way. I get paid to play the quarterback position. I get paid to go out and execute the offense and the game plan and study during the week, practice in the afternoons, and those decisions are above my pay grade. That's what the guys in the front office are here to do, and I want to be here, and they know that, I know that, and you guys all know that, so we'll see what happens.
What will you do tomorrow? What will it be like for you?
Well, there's a mandatory team barbecue at the owner's house from noon to 4, so I got to be there at some point, and
be very complimentary.
After that, I definitely will. I'll make sure to make eye contact and remember his name and shake his hand. But yeah, that's probably good advice.
When do you think you'll get work?
I don't even know. Do they have to make the cuts by tomorrow night at 9 Eastern? So I guess I'll probably know by 9 Eastern tomorrow. And I haven't been told anything. So we'll see.
Trent, it's one thing to get a chance to be with the team, but Andy and the staff gave you a chance to get as many snaps, as many reps as possible. Yeah. How important was that to the process?
It was huge. I feel like it was good for my confidence. I think it was good for their confidence in me to see me out there running the offense, executing it against a different defense than our own team, and not on the practice field, on the game field. So when the lights go on, I feel like I've done a decent job, and those guys can see it, and I'm just very thankful to that they gave me a chance to do that.
It would seem very likely that you've won a job somewhere in the league after this. Would you think that? Are you thinking along those lines?
I don't know. I mean, that's again, I'll give you the same answer I just gave you about the team here, that those decisions are out of my control. I've worked my tail off all through this process. I've gone through some highs and lows. I've thrown some good balls. I've thrown some bad balls. And, you know, that's, again, it's out of my control. I wish I could give you a better answer, but that's all I can really concern myself with.
If you look at the totality of the preseason, is there anything more you could have done?
Probably scored a touchdown on every drive, I think, but...
short of that.
Yeah, I mean, there was a naked I threw behind a tight end today. There was a couple deep balls I wish I could have completed. A couple procedural things. I mean, there's all like a lot of little things, but you know, my main thing as a quarterback is you want to win. And I was in there at the end of all four games, came off the field with four victories, and that's I think a good, really good thing.
Trey, we're good, Trey.